Good day, residents of Seba. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Wednesday, April the 1st. As many of you have heard, yesterday the second COVID-19 test conducted on Seba came back as negative. Currently, there are still no suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island. However, I understand that there is still much unrest within the community because of uncertainty and also the new developments on our sister islands. In today's outbreak management team meeting, it was discussed how best to proceed in order to continue to combat this uncertainty and further rule out the possibility of COVID-19 being on the island. Our next steps were chosen based on the best option for balancing limited resources while gaining more insight into the health status of those in quarantine. To do this, today an additional 13 persons who are in quarantine are being tested for COVID-19. These persons are not displaying symptoms of having the virus. Instead, they were selected based on their recent travel history to high-risk areas in Europe and the USA. Included in the 13 persons are those who are living in the same household as these travelers. Other persons in quarantine who have not traveled to these high-risk areas will continue to be monitored daily and will be checked on the last day of their quarantine for any possible symptoms before being released. If any symptoms do occur, they will be tested and the quarantine will be extended until the results return. We would like to remind the public that if you are feeling sick, to please remain home. If you experience any flu-like symptoms, do not go to the hospital in person, but instead call the hospital at 416-3288 extension 251 to discuss your illness. We continue to learn that the most effective measures of combating this virus is via quarantine and practicing social distancing. Therefore, we would like to thank all those within our community who have been adhering to the measures which were implemented. Without your commitment, these measures would not be effective and would make us more susceptible to the virus. Please continue to practice social distancing and stricter hygiene measures. Let us continue to work together during this difficult time. I thank you.